Valley, and it's interesting because me and my husband are separated, and we are trying to work on a relationship again. I got in my car after dropping our kids off with him this evening, and being intentional in your marriage came on, and it kind of struck a chord with me, and it just made me feel like God is maybe speaking to me on things that I should do. And I want to do one thing that might improve this. I mean, our relationship in general needs to be good because we have kids, and, you know, maybe it will improve us.
Allie, don't go anywhere, because we got some help for you. I'm Dr. Randy. This is Intentional Living, and we're all about the stuff you're concerned about today. And our entire team here is thinking of you and others who are listening today. And here's what we believe. This is what we know. You can have as good of a marriage as you decide to have. It's a decision. And we're going to give you some one things. You said, hey, what one thing can I do? We're going to give you some one things. We got people who've shared tons of one things they're doing in their marriage that help. And I want to open the phone lines. We're in 2025, and I want you to come and be a part of the show today. We've got Allie listening and others all around the country who are saying desperately from their hearts, what one thing can we do? What can I do to get some inertia stopped in our marriage and get some movement, get some progress, get some love, get some, you know, get the things going on that need to go on in our family? So let me ask you, what one thing have you been doing to love your marriage, to love your spouse? One thing that they've been doing to love you and love your marriage that works? Let's help each other. The world ain't going to help us. This is our community here at Intentional Living. We need each other. What one thing are you doing to love your marriage? Which in essence means your spouse and your family, right? Let's go. 888-888-1717 is the number. 888-888-1717 is the number. Want to hear from you. You can be a part of the show right now. 888-888-1717. Kitty, you're first in Georgia. What's your one thing?
Well, my husband and I have been married for 20 years, and we have 8 children. Mm-hmm. And I was sharing with somebody earlier that I found out pretty quickly into our marriage that he wasn't perfect, and it didn't take very long to figure that out. And I think I spent a lot of time focusing on the things that he wasn't doing that I wanted him to do. And he kind of brought this up to me several times over the years, and I think about a couple years ago, it really hit me what he was trying to share, that if I could just focus on the things he was doing, they really far outweigh the negative. And I started to change my perspective just by keeping a list of things that I really appreciate about him. And I got to where I couldn't stop adding to the list. There were so many things that he does. He's very affectionate. He's thoughtful. He's helpful. He's caring. He's godly. All the important stuff is there. But I think that if you focus on the one or two negative things, I've seen people go to divorce court over right. less than that. And that's really helped me a lot.
That's great. Hey, listen, we practice that, Kitty, in our marriages, in life. We're going to save a marriage today. It is so easy to nitpick, flaw pick, look at the stuff that's not right going on in your marriage, and focus on it. I can do it. You can do it. It's the kind of things that just... It just claws at the edge of our relationship and can create serious problems. Great reminder, Kitty. Let's focus on the things that really matter in our marriage. What about you? What's one thing that's going on in your marriage that you say, hey, I had to make this a priority in my relationship? Give me a call, 888-888-1717. The number is open today. You know, the Apostle Paul, can I just share with you, my wife and I, we've been married over 50 years. We married as teenagers. And I love my wife Donna more than I did when the day we got married. But we've had challenges and ups and downs and issues just like many of you face in marriage, just part of life. And we've learned that we get back to what the Bible teaches and try to apply these things to our life, it makes a difference. Listen to what Paul says in Ephesians chapter 5. Just before he gets into the marriage stuff here in verse 21, 22. He's talking about living in the power of the Holy Spirit. He says to us, so be careful how you live. Don't live like fools, but those who are wise. Listen, there are so many foolish things that we can do in our marriage. Come on. Things that we say, things that we should have said, we didn't say. And don't live like fools, Paul says, but live like wise people. Make the most of every opportunity in these evil days. We live in evil days, terrible days in many ways when it comes to what's going on in the world and the pressure, the entertainment, the stuff online. So many forces working against our marriages. Don't act thoughtlessly, Paul says, but understand what the Lord wants you to do. That's intentional living. And then he goes on to say in verse 21, and further submit to one another out of reverence to Christ. Submit to one another. Husbands, listen, we're to submit to our wives. My wife, Donna, is so much smarter than I am in so many different areas. And there's some areas I think I'm a little maybe stronger in than she is. That's just part of life. That's the way God, if we're both exactly the same, one of us wouldn't be needed. Submit to one another. That's before he goes on to say, wives, this means submit to your husbands as to the Lord, and the husbands as the head of the wife, as Christ the head of the church. He's the savior of the body, the church. He's talking about the church here. And for husbands, this means you love your wives just as Christ loved the church. Listen, guys, it is a foolish thing to assume that your wife is going to, quote, submit and listen and follow when you're a jerk and when I'm a jerk. Come on, let's just be honest. If we're to be Christ-like leaders in our home, that puts a big responsibility on our lives. And I would say to women in marriage, that puts a lot of pressure in the relationship in the world in which we live today. How can two people, live together and work together? The Bible says we're to submit to one another. And yet there are times that decisions have to be made. And of course, Paul's talking about the church here. For a man who loves his wife actually shows he loves himself. You don't hate your own body. You care for it. You feed it just as Christ cares for the church. Now, I've been at this thing of helping people for a long time. And I have seen I've heard some really strange things, especially from men sometimes. Come on, guys, just being honest. If we truly, truly understand the power of loving our spouse, 1 Corinthians 13 lays it all out for us, what that means in practical ways. That puts the responsibility back off of your shoulder in terms of I'm living the way I need to in this marriage. We all have to look at ourselves. How does this work? See? And so the Bible is not silent on this stuff. This stuff works when we follow it. And as I say, I got calls I'm going to get to here in a moment. As I've said over the years, you got to have two mature people in a marriage for a marriage to work. The weakest person in that marriage will always control the relationship, always. And so we need to grow up and sometimes grow up together. And I've heard people say, boy, I look back now, if I had been a little more mature, maybe we wouldn't have divorced. If I'd have been a little more of a grown-up, we could have dealt with some things. And that's a part of what this is all about today. What one thing could you all do here in 2025, first 30 days of 2025, that make the biggest difference, see, in your marriage? All right, let's go. April, you are first in Texas. How are you today?
2020. Hello?
Hi, April. How are you?
Hi, I'm in Topeka, Kansas.
Oh,
How are you?
Well, our computer screen says you're in Texas, so you must have moved in the last 2 minutes. All right, you're in Topeka, Kansas. All right, what are you doing in Topeka that's making your marriage work?
Well, my marriage is not working. Oh. My husband left on Father's Day and sent me a text message that he just didn't feel like he could be a good husband to me. And I haven't really had much communication with him. It's mostly been me because I believe in marriage and I believe in my wedding vows. And,
what do you think? First of all, April, I'm so sorry you're going through that, but what do you think as you look back? What have you learned through this? And when you think about your relationship and your marriage, what was going off the track?
Well, I don't really know. I know that God is the one that brought me to my husband, and we spent many years. And then, he just, I don't know. I'm kind of in the dark. He vanished from my life. Mm. But I do know that You know, I've been a victim of abuse my whole life and abandonment. And I know that I was sabotaging the relationship because I was in fear that he was going to leave me. And, you know, I felt something was going on, but I didn't know what. So my one answer is you just have to let go and let God. And I cannot control this. It's out of my hands. I love him very much, and I want to be married to him for the rest of our lives, but I don't know what he's going through, so I have to surrender my life, my husband's life, and my marriage to him every single day.
Amen to that. Listen, let me just say to you, April, that as you said, you have been maybe a victim over the years of, I don't know what all that means, but what it can mean is in wanting this marriage to get better, be careful. I would just caution you as a brother in Christ, not just to accept anything for that to happen. Because sometimes that we get desperate, and in the process, we don't get to the core issues that really said, hey, this is why we got a problem. This is why we're here. I don't really know how we got here, but we're here. Now, how do we work on it? So surrendering to God, that's good advice. All right, Francis, you're in Arizona. Hi, Francis. How are you?
Hi. I'm really well. How are you?
Good. What's your one thing for your marriage that's been helpful?
I make a point of building my husband up every single day, and I try and choose something different every single day. I do not tear him down. I do not nag him. And it's working.
Yeah, it will. Hey, listen, I'm a guy, and I think I speak for a lot of guys. Nagging doesn't work. Encouragement is huge. I mean, we're just, in many ways, we're still little boys. We need that encouragement, that pat on the back, and genuinely from our wives. And what have you seen? You said it's working. What have you seen working in the relationship?
Well, we were both on disability for a long time, and we're now both working full-time. And he did not believe that he could ever work again, and I just encouraged him. And he's been working now for about 6 months, and he loves it. And our relationship, we don't argue. We discuss things, but we don't argue. We make a point of being very respectful to each other at all times.
That's great. Listen, these are the basics, and I go back to Allie, who called and left that message saying, boy, I just don't know. We're separated, and I need one thing. You're getting it, Allie. And others who are listening, you know, you're going to hear and continue to hear on the show, people are saying, hey, this is my one thing. I'll tell you what, you build each other up. You encourage each other. And the rewards are huge. It's so easy to focus on the things that are, well, the things you don't like. All right, come and join us. What's one thing that's working for you? 888-888-1717 is the number. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Intentional Life Media and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back. Imagine two different people. Both love God and want His will for their lives. But one of them lives a life that's wrapped up in worries, fears, and the challenges of the day, while the other wakes up to an intentional life that's free from those burdens. In Dr. Randy's message, Intentional Living Will Change Your Life, you'll learn 5 steps to living an intentional life in Christ and how your life can be transformed.
We believe that when we understand God's intention for our life, not only is God given the glory for it, but our lives are better for it.
When you support Intentional Living right now with a monthly gift, you'll be a part of a special group that gets this message, along with unlimited access to Dr. Randy's exclusive content. So don't wait. Start the new year off right by living intentionally. Give now, and you'll get access to these helpful resources by calling 888-888-1717 today or visiting theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
You know, it's a pretty bold thing to say that intentional living will change your life. And I always hesitate to say things that may seem a little overstated, but I believe that. And we wouldn't have said it if we don't believe it. Now, it's not, by the way, if you choose to be intentional in anything, you're going to be more successful at it. I mean, if you're intentional learning to play music, you're intentional learning a foreign language, or you're being intentional and learning a sport, you're going to get better at it. But when you add being intentional in Christ, it's transformational. When your intention aligns with God's intention, I don't care what it is, it is the solution to whatever you're facing. If you got financial problems, marriage problems, if you're struggling with making decisions about the future or career or working with your kids, the scripture is not silent on these issues. And when we apply those principles and the direct commands and whatever scripture teaches to how we actually live every day, doing the next right one thing and decluttering from our lives the things that are holding us back, your life will be changed, will be transformed in many ways. Doesn't mean you're not going to have problems. Doesn't mean I'm not going to have problems. We live in a fallen world, but I'll tell you what, there's going to be more peace, there's going to be less regret, and more victory. And that's why we're here in 2025. We want to help you experience that in your life because we love you and we want the best for you. This whole ministry of Intentional Life Media is committed to helping you understand your faith matters, to be hopeful in your daily activities, and then to say, how do I apply this to actually how I live? The first decision, if you do not know Jesus Christ personally, that's the decision you and I need to make. That's the ultimate, most important, foundational decision to say, God, I'm done trying to do it my way. I want you to come into my life, and I give myself to you today. And then begin the process of living in a trusting relationship with God intentionally every day. That's why we're here. So we bring up the issue of marriage today. You can experience a better marriage, stronger marriage, save a marriage by living intentionally in Christ. How do you do it? You're hearing some of the stories. Let's go to Ted next in Arizona to hear him. Hi, Ted. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing great today.
Good. How are you doing today? Terrific. What's your one thing for your marriage?
Well, it's been 20 years since my wife and I have been intimate, and I've had to learn that that's her issue. I don't know what the heck's going on. She doesn't seem to be able to communicate that to me at all. But I've learned that, you know, as a Christian, I'm supposed to be modeling my life after Christ. So after I went through a period of a lot of anger and resentment, I realized I needed to align myself with Christ and become more like Him. Mm-hmm. And as I'm going through that, He talks about that I am called to suffer like He suffered. There's going to be things that I'm going to be called to do without, as He did without. And at the same time, I'm supposed to still love her and cherish her and provide for her. And so we're still together. We live together, and life is as good as it seems like it's going to get. Mm-hmm. But I'm understanding that the more I become more like Christ, the more pleasant our relationship is, even though, yeah, you know, I mean, she's the complete opposite of your last caller.
Yeah, I hear
and
you.
So I take those things, and I have to go to the Lord and say, thank you for allowing me to share in your suffering, because you came to a people that you love dearly, and they rejected you constantly. And I'm basically going through the same thing in my marriage. Mm-hmm. And so I trust in the Lord in that, and I thank Him for the opportunity to share in that. And I don't, like it says in 1 Peter, it kind of goes through a series of obeying your masters, and then it goes into the wives submitting to their husband and says, likewise, wives, submit to your husband, just like we're supposed to submit to our masters. But then it goes, likewise, men, after you talk to the wives, and it's like, you know, you just got done telling the wives not to adorn themselves with the outward appearance and all that sort of stuff, but to reveal the inner beauty or the fruits of the Spirit. Men are supposed to do the same thing.
Yeah.
We're likewise not supposed to be all about our trucks and our sporting events and our whatever it is that we're interested in, but to reflect the gifts of the Spirit and the fruits of the Spirit in our lives and reflect that back to our wives. and to love her by example of Jesus Christ. And so that's been a 20-year lesson I've been, and I still struggle with, and I'm still learning. And it's not an easy thing.
No, it's not, and you're not alone. And the story would be replicated, and I'm sure there were some people turning their radio up or their podcast signal up a little bit to hear what you've been through, because they're experiencing the same thing. And to be Christ-like in the midst of something that isn't what God's intention is in marriage. I mean, and I can give you the scripture. I mean, you can go to 1 Corinthians and read about the importance of intimacy and closeness in a marriage relationship. That's God's intention. And it's, I applaud the fact, Ted, that you found that when you're living in a situation that's difficult, you choose to be in Christ first. But boy, that makes you vulnerable. That's what the scripture says. And it makes your marriage vulnerable. And I would pray that somewhere or other there can be a wake up and a resolution and awareness of maybe what's going on for your wife's sake and your marriage as well. But I appreciate you taking time to share that. That's difficult. God bless you. All right, Pastor Kathy in Michigan. Hi there. How are you?
Hi, I'm just loving this intentional living. Thank you so much for taking my call.
You're welcome. What are you learning about marriage?
Well, it'll be 47 years. And back in probably, it took me 20 years to pray for my husband to use his gifts and talents and come fully into the Lord. He made a profession at the beginning, but he never walked it out for about 20 years. So what I did was I always looked for women within the church to stand in agreement for prayer for him. And it was about 20 years in, and he went to a men's meeting, and he came home completely changed. And he has written probably about 12 CDs now, 11, 12 CDs. And God just gives him music from heaven. You know, we used to play back in the bars back in the day, and now he's just playing for the glory of God. Amen. But it takes prayer and totally believing in God. And you know what? I took the kids to church. A lot of women don't go if their husbands don't go, but I raised my kids, our kids, in the church, raised them up in the way of the Lord myself for those 20 years until he came in and did it all unto the Lord and loved him unto the Lord. And the only way I could really love him, God spoke to me audibly in a dream because I was going to leave him in those first so many years. And he spoke and he said, love your husband. And then he said, you have it all, which means we have it all in Christ. You know, I push him to buy material things. And so he put an agape love in me for him. So if anyone's struggling out there and they feel like they just can't take another day, God can put a supernatural love in you from him to love your spouse.
Wow. You know, this thank you, Kathy. This I have to tell you, this show is taking on a different direction than I thought. I thought we'd get all these happy marriages with people saying, hey, this is what I'm doing, and it's great. What I've gotten is 20 years I struggled. 15 years I struggled. I'm struggling right now, but this is what I'm choosing to do. In other words, I'm hearing people saying, this is what I choose to do, or I chose to do, and I continue to choose to do this one thing in a marriage that may be very difficult. And then we hear a story like Kathy that says, hey, things turned, and it got really... really terrific. I hear Ted and say, I'm still living in it. And I think it's a reminder that this thing of living intentionally isn't like, hey, you know, I think I'll do that for the next day or two and see what happens. Or even maybe the next 30 days. Because this is what's going to happen. I can almost tell you. If you choose to take the next 30 days, and I don't care what your situation is, and choose to do God's intention for whatever that is, and you may need some help in figuring that out, your situation may not change, but I can almost promise you, you will change. You will change. And maybe your attitude, your thinking, whatever it may be. And when that happens, powerful things can happen. It may take a few years. Don't know. Lifetime. But the good news is, you can still change because you are still making the decisions for yourself.
You know, I've shared with you before, when I was just a young boy, I was probably 11 or 12 years of age, I had an opportunity to meet Corrie Ten Boom. Corrie Ten Boom from The Hiding Place. She and her family, of course, were responsible for saving the lives of many people during the Holocaust. And all I can remember now as I reflect back many years to my youth, that brief encounter with Corrie was one filled with a lot of love. Corrie was very gracious. She was very kind. And she had just chosen to get up every day and live her life for the glory of God, to live her life with intentionality. We had another woman in our neighborhood just a few doors down that my mother used to minister to, who also had gone through the Holocaust. But this woman chose to be very bitter and angry, very unforgiving. And for the years that I ever knew this woman or ever saw this woman, she was filled with a lot of hate and anger. She chose to get up every day, and her life wasn't filled with love and intentionality. It was just getting through the day.
Corrie Ten Boom and our neighbor lady both branded with the reality of being a victim of the Holocaust. And yet they both chose to go in different directions in their lives. This comes back to what we believe and we know that Scripture teaches, that really is the 3-foot rule. You and I are only capable of controlling what's within about 3 feet of ourselves. The things that we can say, the things that we can touch, right? The words that come out of our mouths, the attitudes of our heart. And my heart breaks when I'm with other people, especially believers, and you hear their thinking coming out or their words coming out, and you realize the negativity or the hurt or the hurting themselves. And so today, intentional living comes down to a decision. And I would say to you as we go off the air here for the live show, what one thing could you do in the next 30 days to say, I'm gonna do something different in my marriage for the next 30 days? Something I'm going to think different, do different, attitude different, whatever it is, to bring glory to God and benefit to yourself. Tell us what it is. I'll tell you what, we're going to just stay here, though, and we're going to record a show that's going to air on Monday, and I want to hear your story. What's one thing that you've been doing in your marriage that's been helping you? One thing that's made a difference for you in your marriage? Give me a call. 888-888-1717. As we go off the air today, I want to say a huge thank you to those of you who helped us this last week here before the 31st to close out 2024 financially as a listener-supported ministry. You made a difference. If you missed out on that, we need your help in this new year. Come and be a part of this journey with us. We got a lot of things we want to do together for God's glory. Give us a call, 888-888-1717, or go to theintentionallife.com. I'm Dr. Randy. This is Intentional Living.